Lord Jesus, I bless thy holy name for this mercy, which I have now received from thy bounty and goodness. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Beautiful. L'chaim.
Thank you. Beck Schwartz is here with us for the first time today. Hi. How's it going? And along with her, Kyle Thompson.
Hello.
Bex, we met at Surf Reality. She's a comedian and pop culture commentator.
In other words, so fancy.
She has a blog.
Have you seen her breast?
Have I seen her breast?
You say Surf Reality.
Oh.
Was she crying or did she take her clothes off?
No.
Neither.
No, I was a breast puppeteer once upon a time. There were boobs out back then.
I missed that. What was that?
I would paint faces on my breasts and then have them do like political puppet shows. It was my thing before I realized that like I didn't have to take my clothes off for people to look at me.
I don't know.
I was young.
Isn't that funny how I was right?
You were so right. Nailed it. First try.
Well, welcome everybody to Keith and the Girl. You go to KTG.com. You'll find out how to subscribe for free or just go to iTunes, type in Keith and the Girl, and you'll see everything right there. It's that easy. You love America, Bex? You love this country?
Is there a right or wrong answer to that one?
You tell me.
I occasionally feel ambivalent about this country. I'm not sure.
Oh, man.
I'm very...
What's your biggest problem?
Oh, gosh, where to start? Seriously?
Sure.
Really? We're going to do that already? Can't we talk more about Surf Reality?
I don't know, but I got titties. Well, that's why I love this country.
I see. Yes, I do love this country for that.
I don't see this happening, but people are talking about everybody in America between ages 18 and 42, sometime soon, will have to serve 2 years either in uniform or doing some kind of service for the country.
That is so scary.
Terrifying.
Yeah. I'm of this age. Is this men and women?
It's the Universal National Service Act, I assume. It's to require all persons in the U.S. between ages 18 and 42 to perform national service, either as a member of the uniformed services or in civilian service, in furtherance of the national defense and homeland security, to authorize the induction of persons in the uniformed services during wartime to meet end strength requirements of the uniformed services and for other purposes.
You know, I would say now is a good time for me to move to Israel, but they'll draft me there too.
It's a haul. You right up as soon as you get there.
I like it. You're not going to war per se.
Yeah, but do you like it because you already did your time? And will you be drafted as well?
I would assume I would not, because I was in the military. I would assume.
Ah, well, you're so okay with this.
So I'm good. But you guys can use a little shaping up.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Total conscientious objector on my side. I don't think I'd be able to get by. I would do, like, you know, let's go help people in foreign countries, and right, let's promote, like, wonderful things. I'm just not sure I want to stand up for the country's, like, defense.
What's that? Well, it says here some people will be in for the good things, some people for the bad things. So I don't know if you pick when you sign up or not.
I check the box that says does only nice and peaceful things. No killing.
Yeah, I imagine, you know, Bex has some glitter on her face. We're not judging. But she has glitter on her face. She shows up to the army like, okay, let's do good.
Right.
They're not going to want absolutely everybody. But then again, they could put you on a desk and call that good.
Sure. As long as I was on the desk doing things like allocating kittens to elderly.
Oh.
You know, like that sort of thing.
You could say things like that. They'll kick you right out.
Exactly.
Okay, crazy. We'll
don't ask, don't tell, kittens.
It's somebody's job to paint the flag on the kittens.
Right, exactly.
And you pass them out.
Here's your kitten. Stop war.
Henda, we didn't talk about this. Poker champ Henda.
Oh, goodness. You go on.
She had ladies poker, and I'm following this on Twitter, right? It was who hosted it? Was it Pat's girlfriend?
She put it together, but her friend has a place in Manhattan. You know, she lives in New Jersey, so she did everyone
Carmen
a favor. Yeah, and her friend hosted it. So I thought it was going to be all comedians, but it wasn't, which is fine by me. But it's all girls. What I wasn't expecting is pretty, like, not everybody really knew how to play. And for the first time, everyone looked at me and went, so what do these chips mean? And I said, oh, shit.
It means you hand me 10.
Yeah. You're just taking advantage of everybody?
No, I was nervous because, you know, when you're put into that position, you want to prove yourself whether they're right or wrong. You know, I don't really know what I'm talking about. And then I think Pat made it seem like I knew poker, which I don't. I feel like sometimes I have I'm lucky and I'm patient and I do well. And sometimes I'm just all over the place. And, you know, like poker is to me, it's gambling. It's just whatever. But so it made me nervous. But for the first time, I had to assign the the amounts to the chips.
Right. Whoa.
I know, right?
Big deal.
Yeah.
What style of poker were you playing?
Oh, Texas Hold'em. Yeah, that's the way to go. But
that's the one on TV. I know that one.
And that's who I was playing with.
Now, the sexist that I picture, okay, what's higher, a flush or a straight? What's higher? A flush. So I won? Yeah, you won. Yay, I won. Good for you. Cookies? Did you guys have the chocolate chip cookies?
What bothers me is he's kind of right. Kind of.
You know what? Let's just even up the money right now.
Yeah. But that's not sexist. That's just not knowing poker. I mean, like, I'm a girl who doesn't know poker. I'm sure there are boys who don't know poker. Right?
Well,
Newsy just raised his hand. Yeah, he doesn't know poker.
I'm sure. But it's funny to get together for poker and then just assume one of us will know.
Oh, that's, of course.
It's just funny. But there was a thing where I had a flush and somebody had a straight. And
there's no way to know. Let's shake on it.
Well, somebody brought a piece of paper that says Whoopie Sweat, which I thought was good.
Very smart.
And you're right about everything, except it really was more competitive than what you're saying. It wasn't like, oh, you won. It was more like, God damn. Okay, let's still be nice. Yes, pass the cookie, but I'm watching you.
I don't think the C or B word was flying, right or wrong?
No, there were some rape jokes. These are funny fucking women. I don't hang out with pussies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
no,
edgy.
It was, come on. I mean.
Some rape jokes. You raped me like my father did when I was 4. Like, I don't know that's a joke per se.
I know. I guess I shouldn't have said it like that. But no, we discuss rape just like you people.
You know, like, hit me and like, oh, my uncle touches me funny. That's totally how girls play poker.
I'm going to go home and get hit again. But anyways, well, where's the oatmeal?
There was that, but we did have the best chocolate pie, chocolate chip cookie. Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah, there was a pause for that.
All in.
But anyway, there was a thing, a time where I had a flush, somebody had a straight, and I do get a little bit, like, I know the flush is higher because I remember having that one time, and he's like, flush is higher. And somebody did bring the sheet, so I know a flush is higher, and I actually said it, and then I said, you know what? I do believe a flush is higher, but because I had the flush, I said, but let's look at the paper anyway. Because A, I can never be 100% sure. What if I did forget? And then B, it's like, well, I happen to have the winning hand. I happen to know everything about poker, you know?
Now, nobody knows. Maybe get out of that hand of him just checking the chart. Like, what is a flush? Let me see. Oh, it's very good? I'm going to go. Neither here nor there. I'm going all in.
No, this is after. We turned over and somebody had a straight and I had a flush. Okay. So that's when we consulted the thing. Yeah. And there were things that you pass on because when you're first learning poker, you know the slow play? You put two chips, then you go, oh, and I'm putting two more. It's like, okay, if we were in a casino, that wouldn't be okay, but I would like you people to like me since I just met you. So I'm just going to say that in passing, but just so you know.
You do a laugh when you say, like, I don't think you can do that.
Remember all those other rules? There's another one.
So what'd you do? You started with $20 and you made.
Here's the thing. Nobody put money in. They're like, you know what? We'll just deal with that later. Okay, this won't be weird later.
Wait, it's like playing dreidel for like Hanukkah gelt or raisins or something.
No, everybody's there for real money, you know. But they're like, yeah, we could deal with that later. But
you know, guys, when they play poker, it's all about putting your money in first. We know each other. Where are we going?
Well, it ended up being weird because not one person won. We didn't kick each other out because we also didn't raise the antes because nobody wanted to get kicked out and then not have to play and be bored.
Right.
So, you know, that could, of course, if you keep not raising the low blind, the high and low blind, then you can play forever a lot of times.
Right.
So then we have to split up. Of course, everybody went to an ATM. Everybody only has 20s.
Mm.
And some people won 15 and some people lost, you know, right. $8. And now all of a sudden there are five women who owe each other $2 and $3 and $8 and $5. And
this is a nightmare.
Right.
Yuppie trading stamps. And you just have those 20s and like you can't break them up.
Yeah. So that's the new rule for the next ladies poker.
You have to pay money.
We have to bring change, you know. So I won.
Did you guys use cards? Or are you like what cards were you thinking of, honestly?
Well, that's another problem. Was we used two decks with the same color,
and they mixed up?
No, they didn't mix up.
You had five aces,
but yeah, that was a little scary.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, women!
But it was so much fun. It was so much fun. It's so incredible. You know, it's rare that you get a group of people that you're like, you know what. None of you pissed me off tonight. This is me. amazing.
It's the mark of a great evening.
Yeah, I will be Facebook friends with you. Yes.
I'm sure you'll have a great relationship on Facebook.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
And what a difference. We were on the Upper West Side. What a difference between the shit apartments that my friends have. Apparently, Carmen's an adult with adult friends. Upper West Side, if you have roof access, it's not some shit that you climb through somebody's window. This is a real space where they provide tables and chairs for you. Ooh. And when it gets dark, you get little mini lanterns that you can get from, whatever that they provide for you. And the chairs have those, lounge cushions on it. You just have to put them away in the box when you're done. It was like, I guess I should be an adult right now. I'm 34, but I'm just not.
Did you steal anything?
No.
All right.
Just pie in my face.
Hey, let me mention this, by the way. Speaking about being robbed, my buddy told me this the other day. You know my friend Kyle?
Yes, hi, Kyle.
That's me.
And I saw this on Twitter. He was half robbed.
Yeah, I hate this story.
I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to raise his mic for this because he does not want to tell it.
How do you get half robbed? And he was telling me. And it's like, oh, you got to talk about this, and that's how you're going to find peace.
You know what? I felt so bad because Kyle was saying this must have been one of the first times you were talking about it. And I could see.
Oh, it was the first time.
It was the first time. And I think I made it even worse because Keith was like, uh-huh, is that what happened? And I said, oh, that's really, Keith, that's a, oh, Kyle. And I'm becoming that mom that makes it worth, like, you did a good job, better that than to be killed and all that stuff, And I'm like, I'm making it worse. I need to just shut the fuck up and let everybody take it like a man and all this shit.
So remind me what happens.
Okay. As all terrible things that have happened to me in this city, the story starts with someone asking me for a cigarette. Which
another reason to stop smoking.
Exactly.
It always ends badly. Last time someone asked me for a cigarette and an altercation happened, we actually fought with our fists. That didn't happen this time, though.
That's what they mean by smoking will kill you.
If
Kyle started this story, and he said, listen to this. I'm giving somebody a cigarette. Well, let me stop you right there. And you became best buddies?
Yeah, totally.
It never ends up good.
And so I was like, look, cigarettes are expensive. Can you give me 50, 75 cents? And he's like, I'll give you 50 cents. And I was like, cool. But he's being really weird, just like really intense. Like, what's up, B? What's up with you? Like saying stuff like that. And like looking at like Newsy, like looking over at him really weird. And this is like 3 or 4 in the morning in Flushing. So he looks over and he's like, what are you doing? What's up? What's wrong? It's just like being really awkward. And so he sort of lit the cigarette.
Now, why are you still? How long does it take to light a cigarette? Why are you still hanging around?
Because he's walking along with us.
Oh, he's following you.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And so he lights a cigarette. We stop at this McDonald's, and it's like a walk-up window. You don't go inside.
Yeah, okay.
And so we're just standing there, and he's around the corner, but we can kind of see him hanging out. And Newsy says, like, hey, we should cross the street. I think this guy wants to fuck with us. And I was like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. And he never gave me the 50 cents. I just was like, forget about it, right? So we cross the street, and we go under this bridge, and when we come out of the bridge, he's like sort of like lurking on like the support, and like he sort of comes up with his hand in his pocket, and he's like, yo, let me give you that 50 cents. And I was like, oh no, it's fine. And he gets right up to me and he hands me 50
cents. I'm picturing like a bum looking guy, am I right?
No, he's like this. He's like, I can't remember if he was Hispanic or black, but like,
he which
was
one like, is he? Hispanic? Hispanic?
Hispanic, yeah, yeah.
I mean, is he kept?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And so he like, he comes up and he gets right into my face, like nose to nose, and he's like, look, I'm not here to fuck with you and I'm not here to, mess with your shit, but if you don't help me out right now to get some food, it's going to get ugly. And he's like straight in my face. And
you said like nose to nose. Did you say that?
Yeah, nose to nose. Yeah, he was right up in my face. And so I'm like, oh, I don't want to deal with this. And I put my hands up, and he's like, whoa, what the fuck are you doing with your hands? Calm down.
It wasn't even that first time. Like anytime you would move at all or any gesture you would make, he's just like, calm down, man. I don't like where your hands are at. I don't like what's going on. Like I would say when you imagine DMX and he's in his element and he's like, he's got these, like it was almost like that. Like he was just very aggressive the whole time he was talking to us.
And he never approached you. Where were you? What were you
doing?
I
was to the side of him. Kyle was in front of him. I was to the side of him. And he kind of looked at me in like almost a dismissive way. Like he acknowledged me. He was just like, what's good with you? And I'm like, I don't know. Everything's all right. And then like he almost dismissed me, but he was still keeping me on the side of his view. Just in case anything was going to go down.
You mean that tattoo of yours didn't deter anything?
Mega Man did not scare him off.
Really?
I'm sorry to say.
Oh, that's a shame.
Mega Man and Wanker didn't get the job done?
So anyway, I was just, I kept trying to tell him, like, look, man, I don't want to deal with this. This is, like, this is retarded, you know? Right. And he just keeps, is like, whatever. So I had McDonald's, and I was like, look, I'll give you my fries, because he's like, oh, I'm homeless, I have nowhere to go. You know, and I was like, look, if you're really going to bother me this much. And he's like, no, I don't want your fucking fries. Who the fuck do you think I am? He's like, hey, let's walk. I'll walk with you guys. I'll walk you home. And I was like, fuck, what the? I was like, no, dude, you're not going to walk us home. And then eventually, I don't know, after how long, Newsy, like, he's trying to talk us, and I'm trying to talk him out of this. Newsy just gives him $5, and he's like, give me the, yeah, and, like, the money in his wallet, and he's like, give me the money in your wallet, too, and he's, like, being real threatening. And I'm like, fuck, man, I can't believe I did this, but I gave him the fucking dollar I had in my pocket, and then he's like, give me those fries, too, and I was like, fine, and then I just, he fucking walked away.
Why not? Somebody hands me $5, where does it end? I'll take your shoes.
Exactly. Yeah.
What else you got?
The thing is, like, in the situation, I was so upset and mad, like, as this was happening, and in my head, I was like, I'm either gonna punch this guy, or what am I gonna do, you know? And looking back, I should have just shoved him and been like, hey, like, you know, like, started some sort of something, but I just didn't initiate, and then it sucks.
Oh, because, like, to be
he didn't have a weapon on him, like, what the fuck?
To be fair, he did, like, he had something, you know, we saw something in his hand, something silver, something glinting, whatever, that's fine. Yeah. But Kyle did say, like, right after it happened, like, mainly the reason why he didn't do anything is because I was there, and he didn't know how I was going to respond, or if it was going to put me in a bad situation. So he didn't. As more aggressive the guy got towards Kyle, and the more I could see Kyle physically agitated, like, I could see Kyle is, like, about to lose his shit, and I'm just trying to defuse the situation. My thought is that I've never been in a fight. I've been in a situation where I saw somebody get jumped, and I watched it happen because I was terrified when it happened. Like, I was 18.
Is that your buddy, or?
It was my buddy in the Philippines. He got jumped by a group of his friends. Oh. And, like, I watched it happen because I was just terrified. I didn't even know, like, brain wasn't clicking. I didn't know what to do. So I'm thinking, like, if this guy fights Kyle, what am I going to do? Am I going to fight him back? I guess I have to, but then there's a chance that I can get hurt. I don't want to get hurt. This is stupid. Like, the guy just wants, he's just fucking with us or whatever, so I was just like, you know what, man, look, here's what's in my wallet, just take this. And he was just like, alright, whatever, so he turned to Kyle, and he, you know, turned to get his money too and stuff, and all I'm thinking is just like, let's just defuse the situation and go home. I'm glad I left with my camera, I'm glad Kyle left with his guitar. Kyle had his guitar, I had my camera.
He didn't take your guitar?
Right, he could have done so much worse.
If he asked, would you guys have given up your
guitar?
That's
what it would have been.
I would
story.
Have beat the fuck out of him. I would, like the $5 is Newsy's, it's not a big deal. I had a dollar in my fucking wallet, and I was just trying to make him go away, and the thing is, even though Newsy had given him the $5, I still was mad, I still was, like, not ready to give up the situation. I was just trying to make him go the fuck away. And to a certain, and yeah, you said, of course, where does it end? You know, take my shoes, take my things, you know, here, I'll jerk off for you, take my sperm. You know, it's like, whatever, like, there is a certain point
I'd make you both put your pants down your ankles and run around like assholes.
Yeah, there's a point where that would have stopped, and I know that for sure. And I feel like I pushed out a little bit. I shouldn't have let him take anything, but it's just like, there is a point where it would have stopped.
I'll take the blame for you pussing out, absolutely, because it would have been a different situation if I wasn't there. But like I said,
the last time this happened, I actually did fight the person.
Right.
So
the more
like
that I saw Kyle agitated, the more I felt like I needed to be the opposite of that and just calm the situation down and smooth things over.
Did you guys try looking at each other for a second, like in the eyes?
Well, every time I looked at him, he's like, calm the fuck down. And he's looking at me like, you need to calm down. And like, and I'm looking at him like, well, what the fuck are we going to do? So I don't know. It's just like, I was getting the vibe from him, like, don't do anything.
From Newsy.
I think that a lot of people are going to judge the situation. And I know I'm going to be the girl right now and say, fuck it. $10. Goodbye. I think crazy sometimes wins in New York, you know, especially or anywhere.
How do you know when it ends?
I think at the guitar it would have ended, and at the camera it would have ended.
My entire wallet it would have ended.
I think
he's
that Kyle would have beat the guy with his guitar had he wanted the guitar, because he'd rather lose the guitar to a beat down than to somebody just handing the wallet. This is a dollar, and I don't know. Newsy's never been in a fight. I don't think he would have fought. And I don't think you thought you would have fought, you know? And Kyle, I don't know that you want to fight right now. For what? For your dollar? Like you said, a wallet is different. You got to go through that bullshit. But for a dollar, wouldn't you rather somebody be fake? Safe?
No.
No. I know you're going to say no, but you know what? You don't live their life. You're a huge fucking guy. And nobody fucks with you not as often as some guy with a cigarette and a size 0 skinny jeans. It's a different look.
But there's two of you. That's the thing. Are you upset at Newsy at all, Kyle?
No, I'm not. I'm upset at the situation and how it had to play out, and I wish that it had gone differently, but I can't be upset at Newsy.
But, like, you didn't get knifed. You didn't end up, like, with something horrible happening or, like, you know, your teeth on a curb and someone kicking your head.
Yeah, but you know what was
like
put
that?
On the curb and kicked? My pride. And that fucking sucks.
I know. That'll
that
take a while.
That sucks big fucking time.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's... Maybe I have a lack of pride or I have pride in stupid things. But as soon as the situation over, like, I was laughing immediately after it happened. I'm like, wow, I cannot believe that happened. Like, and I had to hold back, you know, so much of my commentary because I know Kyle was upset. I know he was so mad and everything like that.
You
and
lack
really,
a certain ego that the average man has.
Right, right.
You lack, there's something, you have an ego for sure. But
oh, yeah,
it's
absolutely.
It's based completely different than...
It's based in the mirror.
Yeah, well...
It's based on Twizzlers and
no,
and
it's
nonsense.
Based on, yeah, people sending you their penis shots. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's your ego. That's what boosts your ego. So it's a very different ego right. that these two guys have. Look at Kyle's face and Keith's face, completely different than your face right now, even after the
and
fact.
And the funny thing is, it wasn't even until 2 and 3 days later when I was about to go to bed, it hit me. I'm like, whoa, we could have done something.
We could have
fought
beat
this
that
guy. We could have done
ass.
Something. But it just didn't come to me until days later because that's just, I wasn't in that head. And I'm still, even now, I'm still back to that thing where I'm like, I look back and I'm laughing. I'm like, that was so silly that even happened.
I swear, he could have gotten my face and said, it's going to get ugly. I could have pushed him and gone, what's ugly now? And that would have been it, you know? But I just let
it
fucking
might not
derail.
Have been it.
What if it escalated and the two of you ended up in jail? I mean, that would suck really hard.
Or in the hospital. Yeah. What if he can fight two people?
What if his fucking arms grew like 10 feet long and he was a superhero? Who the fuck knows? What if?
But you know, what if you guys did fight and then Newsy's camera got fucked in the process?
Yeah, that's the thing. You can't, but the thing,
or
I
your guitar,
know.
You know?
It's always what if, you know?
Yeah.
But like when you say like maybe you're saying it like Keith, like if I get got in, if I was there,
I know that you
and
get
I
into
fight
fights.
This guy,
don't
would you go,
wrong.
Oh, there goes Keith's ego again?
Mm-hmm. No, but
I totally agree with you that in New York City, crazy wins. When there's someone who's acting like just a little bit on the wrong, like not fun crazy, but like a little scary crazy, like you give them the dollar and you give them the fries because like people go crazy here and like, you know, pull out shivs and shit like that.
Kyle once passed somebody, saw them getting robbed. Didn't call the police or do anything about it. Could this be karma?
How many
people you think watched you guys?
Yeah, no shit. Yeah.
You didn't call the police when you saw someone being robbed?
No. Nope.
Well, here's the thing again about New York. This guy lived down the block from him, saw that he saw him.
They ID'd my face, and then I saw them even on my walk home again, and they looked at me like...
Wait, the bad guy saw your face or the good guy saw your
bad
face?
Guys,
the bad
and
guys.
And then saw me twice, and I see them in the neighborhood sometimes. So,
okay. All right.
I know, you hate to say okay, and maybe...
Blurry gray.
Yeah. It's scary. It's really, really scary, because they're crazy, too, because they looked at you like, you know what's going to happen if we get caught, whether you call the police or not. And that really sucks, because... You want to do the right thing. I don't think Kyle's a bad guy. I don't think he's a bad guy for not calling. I don't want to see anything happening to him. And he doesn't want to see anything happen to anybody else. Where is the line? No.
If Newsy was not there, would you have taken this guy on the path to go see Cactus Joe, if you know what I mean?
Like, I don't know, that giving him drugs? No, it would have, like I said, when the last time this happened to me, and there's this guy confronting me, like, you know, and it started with a fucking cigarette, but we ended up physically fighting, and I was okay with it, and I let it, it built up that quick. It happened in 15 seconds, we were throwing punches at each other, and it's just like, it was just a different situation when Newsy was there. I felt really weird about it.
What happens now if somebody asks you for a cigarette? Do you start shaking or anything?
No one has. I'm sure if they would, I would just say fuck off or something like that.
And that's funny. The guy's like, hey, I'm sorry, man. Can I buy a fuck off? Yeah. I don't see why it's okay for people to bum cigarettes. They're fucking expensive.
Yeah. And what are they now? Like 80 cents a smoke?
$12 a
Whoa!
Fucking pack. Yeah,
and
ridiculous.
To me, it's like, can I get half of your pizza? No.
It is the same.
It's half your pizza.
Right.
I see you have a 6-pack of beer going home. Can I have one of those?
Yeah, that's more like it. Yeah, you have a 6-pack. I need one. You got a carton of coffee for your friends, you know, maybe from the Dunkin' Donuts thing. Can I get a cup? I already have a cup. Just give me some.
I remember after the fight that I got in at Union Square over the cigarette, this lady who had been sort of like pretending that she had anything to do with it and yelling. Right, I'm like standing there kind of mad after the whole thing, and his girlfriend, you know, made him walk away or whatever. And she's like, oh, hey, you know, I yelled at him. Can I get a cigarette? Like,
oh,
after the whole fucking situation, people have no shame, man. It's very upsetting.
And like, yeah. And you got to go, you got to carry a fake pizza. So you go, this is my last pizza.
Yeah. That's the thing. You know what? And that's the fucking mistake that I made is that usually I on the subway, I'll take one out, put it behind my ear, you know, and then that's it. But I had the pack out. we got out of the subway and I took the pack
that
out.
Should
and
not
you saw
be
it.
A reason to get robbed. Though.
I know.
You
it's
know,
fucking
he
would
have came up to you anyway and said, "Let me get another cigarette." You would have said, "I don't have one." Then maybe he would have went straight to his other spiel.
Yeah.
Whatever. He's out to get someone. He's not out and flushing in the middle of where the fuck you were for no reason. Yeah. You know, there's nothing happening there.
What a weird fucking
there.
Place for that to happen.
Exactly.
Too.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
A weird fucking place.
I've never been robbed. I've been oddly confronted or followed, and I think crazy wins in that also. So I acted a little like, you know, like acknowledge,
crazy.
Yeah, a little bit crazy, like, the fuck are you doing? You know, just to be like, okay, I'm not going to at least lay down about it. But they were at a distance. I don't know what would happen if I got robbed. I don't think I can expect it. I think it can go either way, you know, but I don't think I would be robbed by the same sex, which is a little more difficult because I'd rather give you anything than be raped. You yeah. know, that's because I think as
that's
girls,
your motto.
As as girls, there's always a one up in the situation. So it's just, I don't know. Take my dollar. Leave me alone. I'm going home. I live around here. No.
Well, I'll say this to Kyle and Newsy. Don't go by my disappointed look because the ladies are right. This could have been the Hulk. You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm just glad you're okay.
I'm disappointed too, man. I mean, I look at you and I could tell when I told you the story, you're like, yeah. Kyle fucking pussied out. I was like, I know. And it's it's a sad fucking story.
Keith made it clear. Yeah. And he was even trying to not
I
so
tried,
much.
Well, Henda would push it. She'd go, well, he did the right thing, right, Keith? And we're all sitting in the car and I'm like, okay.
You were being so obvious. You were asking questions like,
I'd rather you be obvious than you go like, oh no, you did the right thing. And then as soon as I turn around, go, what a fucking puss.
No, he couldn't even. He couldn't even say that. He was asking sarcastic questions like, oh, so Newsy disappeared, huh? Like Newsy turned into some kind of whatever right. it was. Like it was some kind of reference to, oh, nobody can do anything in this situation.
No, I've had that. I've been in New York City, so you know, couldn't have been so long ago. And I've been in a pool hall or a bar that had a pool table with two of my buddies. And the guy, you know, won't let us play on the pool table, something like that. And so, like, you know, these two kids, I say kids, like they're skinny, you know, they're not going to fight. We're just hanging out after work. And one of them comes to me, you know, I'm by the bar or something, like, this guy's not giving us the pool table, it's our turn, something like that. And I go over to see what's going on. The guy's huge, and he just sees me looking at him. He's like, what? What are you going to do now? I'm like, I don't know, but I look over at my two buddies, like, all right, there's three of us, and they're both looking away. I'm like, motherfuckers. And the guy pushes me. I still remember this time that I didn't do anything.
Yeah,
so I know what Kyle's going through.
Yeah, it sucks.
So why didn't you do anything at that moment?
I think because it would have been that was just a pussy. Period. Whether this guy could have beat me or not, I was just a pussy. And I didn't think these two guys had my back, and the guy was huge. But with help or without, you can't.
I don't think that you were a pussy though. I mean, I feel like in the moment you assess with your fight or flight, like, is this a good idea or is this a bad idea? And that you assess the situation and you instinctually were like, this one's going to be a bad idea. I'm not going to get in a fight.
Nope, it's not that deep.
Exactly. That's a
sweet
smart
ladies.
Move.
Thank
it's
you,
not,
ladies.
We're so not trying to be sweet. We know you
no,
don't want to
it's,
hear this.
You know, you're being wise in that moment of like, this could end
it's
up really
that,
bad.
It's not about that. It's not like, let me think. No, you just
no, but
decided
it's like
to be
split
a pussy.
Second moment. It's not let me like weigh the consequences. It's in that moment you're like, bad idea, jeans, not going to do it.
I like that. I like that answer.
I really do think maybe because I'm gay and I kind of have like a chick and a guy brain, like I can think from both scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, I'm lacking that pride gene, but I did have your guys' thing where is this going to be a good idea to do this? So
see,
maybe everyone should have a gay friend with them to kind of like diffuse situations.
So I can feel terrible afterwards. Yeah. That's
well, Newsy, maybe it's because I'm partially gay that I do have an ego. And I think I would be. I completely feel for you, Kyle. I don't think I would just be like, fuck it, I made the right decision. I'm telling you this from a different perspective. I would be carrying this with me for a while. And I know it'll take you a while. It's not like I've never been pushed around. And even to this day, it's just like I am stronger. Even when a girl sort of, I remember being on the subway. Now, I really was a kid. I was 14 years old. And these girls were tough girls. You know, they're staring me down to start some shit. And I got to my stop and I walked away. And they were waiting. They were talking about me. They were trying to start a fight. I still think about that. This is 20 years later. I do have an ego. But what am I going to do? Why would I get into a fight?
That's the thing is, that night I had this I had this dream that night, and I went to bed so upset, and I dreamt I was back on the school bus getting bullied, and that's how I felt, because back before, like, my junior, I was under 5 feet tall. I was such this scrawny little fucking kid, and I really couldn't do anything, and I was, you know, my parents told me never fight back or anything like that, so I never did do anything. And so, like, just upsetting when I've set a precedent before where I have stood up for myself and gotten into a fight, you know, and just, like, now this time I didn't do it. It's just, it's very upsetting.
Being a man is, like, you're only as good as your last fight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why he feels bad right now. I've said this before, and I'll say it again, that old guys have either been in a fight or can remember when they were a pussy and they feel bad about it. Every guy. And this is something that women don't understand, but I promise every single last guy.
No, it's I think we get it. It's just we react differently.
You have either story. Either you pussied out or you fought. Right. Or you have a mix of both stories.
And you try, you know, you try to tell yourself, like, ah, it wasn't worth it. Mm. How long does it take to punch a guy? 2 seconds. Yeah. It's always worth it.
Right, and then to spend, like, 5 years in jail for aggravated assault? I mean, like, that's got to suck.
Wow,
I don't know.
How hard are you guys...
I had a fucking witness as to him fucking, you know, trying to rob me. I could have done anything.
I love when we go into KTG trial mode.
Yeah. And you got a bad lawyer, so actually you got 10 years.
No, strike that from the record.
Jung, jung. you know, Lauren came to New York City about 10 years ago. She got robbed 3 times.
Oh.
On her 3rd time, she's
the same
like,
day.
They knew she was from Hawaii. Like, what is this punk going to do? But on the 3rd time, she said, fuck this. She dropped her other bag. What's funny is she was carrying 2 bags. One of the bags had clothing and like maybe her gym stuff. The other bag that she actually dropped had real shit in it. But she's like, no, this is not fucking going to happen to me again. She started running after this guy. Like, and I was like, what do you think you're going to do when you get up to this guy? She's like, I don't give a fuck. That was it. That was the last straw. Meanwhile, as she's running, there's suddenly this guy puts an arm out and like pushes her down. So, you know, that what is it?
Clotheslining?
Yeah. So she fell down. Turns out this guy that robbed her was part of this whole big something that the cops were watching. Suddenly cops swarmed in and there was this whole big thing.
Oh, a cop knocked her over like as a favor?
Yeah. And then she was questioned thinking because they saw her talking to the bad guy that stole. Oh. So because at first he was asking for directions and then stole her shit. So,
well, it sounds, by the way, more like a stiff arm than a clothesline. So he suplexed her.
Yeah, so she ended up, you know, having to stay there and be questioned. Are you with this guy and all this shit? But she was like, fuck it. I made the right decision. I don't care. Right. I have both my bags. Fuck it. Because she said the first time she got robbed, some guy came up to her and give me your fucking bag. And she goes, okay. And she handed it and she can't stop. You know, remembering that because it does suck. She's sure. like, I just.
I can't wait for the chance to redeem myself. I can't fucking wait, and I feel like Newsy says, "Can I not be there for that?"
Oh, I thought he said, "Can I be there for that?" You're still not. You don't want to. No, he's fine. Okay.
Yeah, it's just like, and I hate that I feel that way, but that I'm like, oh, I just want somebody to do something, but it's just like.
Are you picturing it as people walk by? This guy can punch me. I'm ready.
I'm very, very mad. My pride is very, very hurt.
Damn.
He's gonna be. He's ready. Anytime somebody wants a cigarette.
Maybe you should come with me to kickboxing class. It helps get the aggression out.
Oh, you couldn't say a worse thing right now.
Okay. She's taking a self-defense class later today, if you want to go to that.
Yeah. It helps. Look, I'm an angry person. It helps with the anger.
And then we'll get brownies.
You sound so angry. You want to join the military to give kittens to old people.
Exactly. I'm fucking angry. I want to give kittens to old people.
You know what you do? You know what? Recruiters. They should find somebody that just got robbed or just pussied out of fight.
Totally.
You want to make up for that? You want to be a man?
I think if some recruiter came up to me the moment after the transgression ended or the whole thing happened and then like 3 seconds after and he's like, you want to join the military and kick some ass? I would have talked to him for a little while.
A recruiter, this is what they should do. They're a team. One recruiter robs you. Hey, I'll take your belt, bitch.
Genius.
And I tell you, you end up giving your belt. It's like, this guy's in 4 years minimum. You end up handing over your pants. You're in there for a career.
Yeah.
This might be a stupid question.
You're just trying to get your pants back.
Yeah.
If it was me and Bex and we told you the same story, you would have a different attitude about it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we don't have to throw punches even though there are two of us?
Correct.
Should we stand up to him at all? Like, no, fuck that.
Well, if somebody's just saying, give me your shit and give me this, give me that. No, you don't give anything.
Yeah.
Well, so, no, so but I'd give a dollar before I'm going to get raped. I mean, times a million.
That's her motto. See, we both have limits.
Same bumper sticker. If he not going to get raped.
Yeah, if he starts raping, you give him a dollar.
Okay. Yeah, because then it's like you're rewarding him for raping you.
No, but these, I really wanted the French fries. Just go ahead and rape me. That's
I mean, like, that's what Craigslist is for, is to pay someone to rape you.
When he says, you know what, I want your French fries too, you should have said, okay, but they cost $6.
Yeah, maybe.
And they go out, and he goes, I don't have it.
Did you hear that, Kyle? Yeah, it's so funny.
There's a million fucking things I could have done. I did none of them. So,
oh, I screamed like a little girl when something bad happened to me once, and it was mortifying. If that makes you feel any better at all.
That makes me feel so much
better. No, but I mean, like, you didn't scream like
my
a little girl.
My spirits are lifted. Oh!
All I'm saying is you didn't do it. I did. I screamed like a little girl. A guy, right after 9/11, it was like, oh my God, we were all going to get anthrax and die. I was going to go do a show in the Lower East Side. I was carrying my guitar. I was in the subway, and a man walked up to me, stood in my face, and hocked a major loogie into my face. Like,
ew.
From 2 inches away, and it dripped, like, all over my face, like, down my chest, everywhere.
Did you give him a dollar?
Totally gave him a dollar, and was like, thank you so much.
Oh, my God. So, what did you scream?
I screamed like I had never been in this situation before, and apparently my reaction was to scream like a little girl.
How is that going to make anybody feel better about anything?
Because you didn't scream like a little girl.
For what? For what?
Why would
because
I?
My reaction was so like I like no self-defense, and I didn't do anything. I didn't even chase after the guy. I screamed and freaked the fuck out. Like,
that's
look
a
how
sad
much better
story.
You did it.
That sucks.
Of course it's a sad story. But you like you
I'm
held your
you
dignity.
Got spat on. I did not hold my dignity.
You didn't
what
shriek.
Have we just been talking about?
I guess we have different perceptions of what dignity is.
Yeah, for her, dignity is handing out for everything because somebody told you.
No, I just don't want to get hurt. I don't want someone like knifing my face.
Tell you what I'm going to do, Count. One night,
yeah,
a little too dark outside, you and me, we patrol the streets.
Okay.
With cigarettes.
Oh my God, now you're going like vigilante superhero mm-hmm. on
and
this?
We're just going to be packing cigarettes.
I like that. Yeah.
Be like, and loudly, I'm going to go, hey, buddy, you want a cigarette? And you go, yeah, I got too many.
We love cigarettes.
I think you should have Newsy dress as Mega Man with you when this is happening.
See, now Newsy's excited.
Costumes.
I don't know. That just seems like the start to like a bad like road that ends like with us dead, and then the credits roll, and that's the end of the movie.
But we're going to die smiling.
So you're saying I should bring cameras.
Yeah,
I was like, so you're asking me to film this, is what you're saying.
It'll just spiral out of control.
Ethan Kay's writing in Little Baby Faggot and his sidekick.
Yeah, there we go.
Mm.
We'll do something. Mm. We'll get you back.
Avengers of cigarette
justice. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Certainly.
Mm. If I had a cigarette, I would give it to you, but I don't smoke
making
anymore.
Making it worse again.
It's a fucking pity party over here.
Would you like a dollar, Kyle?
No.
I would buy you french fries if I patronized McDonald's, but I don't.
Okay, then don't. That's okay.
I was trying to figure out, like, during, we're going to take next week a week vacation. And I'm going to see my chick, and I'm trying to figure out, you know, what are we going to do during that week? I'm not going to that fucking town the cow is at. I'll tell you that. Now, that'd be sick. You know what? If you were with a girl, think how humiliating that would be.
Oh, yeah. That would be 10 times worse.
That'd be the worst.
No, but you would fight in front of your, like, what if the girl you were with, like, watched you got beat down?
I mean, what if she dies?
It's what if
better.
She dies?
Yeah. It's better. Because then she wasn't alive seeing you be
what
a
if,
pussy.
What if you start to throw a punch and then time freezes and Zeus opens up the clouds with a lightning bolt and strikes you down and goes, you shouldn't have fought the guy.
Look, maybe you're not neurotic, but I'm thinking about all of these possible outcomes at every second of every day. So I'm thinking you're there with the girl, time freezes, Zeus throws a lightning bolt at the guy knocks you down, you're out cold, then he's raping your girl and eating your fries at the same time. Horrible.
Wow.
See, that's what it's like in my head all the time. You are obviously not Jewish.
I'm trying to debate, like put together these dates, and here's what I came up with so far. Tell me what you guys think.
These dates, your girlfriend's coming into town.
Yep.
And you have to make an entire week's worth of schedule.
That's right.
Now, you're not used to this.
Wait, where does your girlfriend live?
She's visiting. She lives in Ireland.
Oh.
Yeah, so when am I going to see her again? I don't know. So I got to make sure that, you know, I'm on top of my shit.
How often do you see each other?
This will be the first real time.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'm speeding things up. I'm spending a week. I'm getting to know it. We're going to go camping. I'm like, all that shit where you really know somebody.
Yeah, sure.
Did you put fucking in the schedule?
Every day.
Yeah, every day.
We'll I'm ready. I'm bringing a priest and an executioner. We'll see which one I use. I'm taking it serious. So I thought of this. I thought, like, go to a park, you know, picture, like, a nice breeze, birds are chirping, and I'm going to bring a big American flag, and we're going to take turns waving it.
Maybe you could use it as, like, your picnic blanket, because you know what ladies love? Romantic picnics. Like, with wine and a baguette and some cheese. Ladies love that.
Look at this right here. Picnic.
Oh, see?
Oh, that's nice.
So yeah. True. So you can, and then you can sit on the flag. It would be perfect.
And then when we're done,
you can fuck on the flag.
We're going to fuck on the flag. I love this country. We're going to fold it up. And then when we meet in the middle, we're going to kiss like Lady and the Tramp.
That would be so beautiful.
Wouldn't that be nice?
You did just make that up off the top of your head.
You're going to fold it like all properly, like that whole triangular thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Nice. Military style.
Nice. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to give it to some mom whose son just died. It would be so patriotic on your date.
I was earlier today, I was talking to Amazon.com. We have our... you can get our book through Amazon, the What Do We Do Now? You go to keithandthegirl.com/book, and you'll see a free chapter of our relationship book. You know, all that stuff is right there.
And our the Amazon link on there, there are four different links to go to four different places where you can place your order. One of them is Amazon. You don't have to go to that one, but that happens to be our affiliate link as well.
Right. So we get a little, you don't pay more, and we just get a little kickback every time, like the Discover card. You know what I mean? So, but anyway, we get a check. Like, all right, here's what you have for your affiliate program. We ended up misplacing the check. So I call this lady at Amazon, and, you know, you go through five different places. And finally, I'm talking to her and try to do, not flirting per se, but just be fun.
Making light.
And people start doing things for you. You throw in a joke here and again. I know Kyle had something recently.
I haven't been paying my phone bill. I've been extremely neglectful. And with T-Mobile, you can go a whole month without paying it, and they don't do shit.
Nice.
And then the next bill comes, so you're doubled up on the bill, and then they start calling you. And they go, hey, you really should pay your bill, but your phone is still not shut off. And then you can go, like, close to another month with that, right? And then
it becomes easier and easier to pay.
Yeah. And then they just cut off your, can't send out, but you can still get... You get texts and you get phone calls that you can answer and talk on and everything like that. You just can't call out or send texts out. And then eventually, after even longer than that, you can't do either, right? I was at the point where I could not do either, right? And I had... So I called them and I said, hey, look, okay, I want my service turned back on. I don't have the money right now. How about we do one of those, like, future dated checks, you know? And then you can turn it on and you have the check. And they're like, okay, great. My service got turned back on.
That worked?
I cannot believe that works.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like a thing that they do. And then I didn't have the money. The week rolled by. The check is going to be tomorrow. I call back. So I start flirting with the girl, right? And I'm like being very sweet, very congenial. I'm like, oh, hey, you know, you sound so nice. You sound so cute, all this stuff. And I got her to cancel the check, the future data check. Didn't have to even do another one. And she extended my service to be completely on for another week.
Can I tell you, if I was that representative, I'd be like, uh-huh. I'm adorable. Because it's so patronizing.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, do you know every day I take 300 calls where people are like, you sound so cute. Okay, well,
situation, it worked.
Oh, no. Congratulations. Amazing. And I think you should do it. And I think if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Who cares? It's not like I've never used a flirting technique. Yeah, yeah. Do it.
Hate to burst your bubble, but anytime I call, I'm like, hey, I got a job interview that I need, and could you just extend the service for a little bit longer? And they turn it back on. They're like, oh, I understand it's important to get a job, so you really just have to ask nicely.
Wait,
and they'll
just keep shitting on Kyle. You're the shit on friend.
Oh, this is nice. My bubble has burst again.
How was he shitting on Kyle?
Well, he didn't fight when he was supposed to fight, and now he's saying, oh, it wasn't your flirting techniques. They just are able to do this.
Oh, I didn't take it that way. I just took it like people are rude to customer service people.
It's true. They take the time.
Yeah, and you start being nice. It throws them off for a second. Now, what's bad is that I'm talking to this Amazon girl. You ever, like, be nice? You know, maybe you're trying to make a little joke, and it doesn't take, and now you're just stuck in this weird fucking place, and I'm like, can I get this check reissued? And they go, well, let me throw up this tool that I use to find out if checks were cashed and that kind of thing. Hold on, it's slow. We don't use this much. I said something like, oh, you mean people cash their checks, actually? And she goes, Well, what I'm saying is the tool. I'm like, oh God, can we get out of this? And then she just kept talking to me like I'm so fucking stupid.
Keith put the phone down and put his hand over the microphone and goes, I don't know what the fuck she's saying. Like, while she's still talking.
So we have it coming, but she thinks I'm a fucking idiot.
Well, thank you for doing that.
That's certain.
It's hard when you've got to call those customer service types. Like at Tech Connect, for me, for work, they're all based in Mumbai. And every time I call, because my computer's always falling apart for whatever reason, they have decided. So I'm like, hi, my name's Bex, Bex Schwartz. And then they say, okay, Mr. Dexter Squats. And I'm like, it's Bex, Bex, B-E-X, Schwartz. And they go, Dexter Squats, Mr. Dexter Squats, every single time. So there's this huge file on like how Dexter Squats' email doesn't work. Thanks, Mumbai. It's awesome.
You know, why? I've done customer service. After you said your name, Bex Schwartz, which isn't a normal name, I would say, okay. Well, why am I just making fucking names
right.
up?
You know, it's like what both of our dads do when you say something, and instead of saying what or excuse me, what did you say? They go off in this extreme direction. Like, can you pass the cup? You want to have sex with a duck, son? Why would you ever want to do that? That is insane. You are out of control. What? Why even say? I said, can you pass the cup? Why would you even think that? It just like, oh, my dad did that shit all the time. And you told me your dad did that.
My dad absolutely does that. You know, you would say, do you want a slice of pizza? Like, do I want to go gallivanting for chicken? What? And I'm like, why would...
Then he gets genuinely upset. Yeah.
Right. Why did you say that? And I go, Dad, why would I say it? It doesn't even make any sense talking about a unicorn. Why would I say that? And and he'll go, exactly. It didn't make sense to me. That's why I asked.
I get my... So people fuck up my name all the time, customer service. They're like, oh, I spell it out for them. And they go, oh, turn to keyhole. And I just say, yes.
Good enough.
I don't care. What, you need to pronounce my name right? Oh, that's such a pretty name. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes. I don't care pronunciation. It's only when they're like, they're like, we're sending emails to Dexter Squats and it seems to be working fine. And it's like, so there's someone in my giant company named Dexter Squats who's like probably intercepting all my very important emails right now.
You should totally friend him.
Hey, alter ego Dexter. What's up?
The poll yesterday was, should it be a crime for a Middle Easterner to lie about their religion to get sex? This, of course, was a story about an Israeli. An Arab had sex with an Israeli, giving the impression that he was Israeli and not Arab or not Palestinian. Same thing, right? Palestinians are Arabs.
Well, the Palestinians and Israelis are fighting. So,
right. So she ends up having sex with him, not knowing that, and he's going to be put in jail for a little while, it looks like.
Pulled the flying carpet out from under him.
Exactly.
But that's also because they already have that law in effect, right, that if you lie specifically about this, you can get...
Right, it's the lying thing. It's not the having sex thing, right? That's the issue.
Yeah,
here.
It's the lying. It's the lying based on your religion, and then you had sex with the person who was expecting who you told what you were of their religion.
Right.
This is going to be in one of those books when they like, did you know this wacky law in the Middle East that you couldn't lie about where you were from?
Well, here are the choices. Yes, religion and culture is of utmost importance over there, and that's actually what I said. I'm like,
that's what they're fighting about.
It's so important to them. That's almost what. It's almost like regular rape when you think rape. That what happened. That's
it's
what I would think.
It's a different perspective. It's hard for us to grasp, I think, at first.
Or no, all's fair and fucking. 80% disagree with me and say, all's fair and fucking. Wow. Get away with what you did. And I said, I don't think it's the same. Like, in America, and guys will go, oh, I can put you in the movies. I'm an agent. To me, that's not the same.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
But there you go. Oliver Stone stepped in shit over the weekend when he blurted out the infamous "the Jews control everything" line during an interview with London Sunday Times.
Really? Because... people say that all the time.
Well, he said...
maybe he meant it a little more.
But this time it was infamous.
Hitler was a Frankenstein, but there was also a Dr. Frankenstein, he said. German industrialists, the Americans, and the British. He had a lot of support. Hitler did far more damage to the Russians than to the Jewish people. 20 or 30 million killed. The reason few people know this, according to Stone, quote, the Jewish domination in the media. There's a major lobby in the United States. They are hard workers. They stay on top of every comment. The most powerful lobby in Washington. Israel has fucked up United States foreign policy for years.
Whoa.
He just justified Hitler and then said that the Jews hid what they did to Hitler.
I do find insane. It interesting that it is only called the war against the Jews, because I know gays were in the same position.
Gypsies.
I know There's a list of people. I don't know who got beat down more, or who had more numbers. But it is interesting that you think Holocaust, you think Jews first, but they didn't like a lot of people.
Well, you don't think this is crazy what he's saying, though?
Yeah, it's a bit much, and he means it a little different than
the most powerful lobby is, like, that's sort of terrifying. It's like oil, which, a little more powerful than the Jews, a tiny bit, maybe, kind of, sort of.
My father always says this. He goes, you know, the Middle East has all this oil, and Israel, or the Jews decide to land on the one part that has no oil.
Because we couldn't follow the direction.
Well, of course, Oliver Stone was given a hard time after saying that, and here's his apology. I'm trying to make a broader historical point about the range of atrocities the Germans committed against many people. I made a clumsy association about the Holocaust, for which I am sorry and I regret. Jews obviously do not control media or any other industry.
But they made me say this.
Exactly. Is he being sarcastic? Because it's like...
Oh, yeah. No, they control nothing.
Yeah, not even the matzah factory.
The fact that the Holocaust is still a very important, vivid, and current matter today is, in fact, a great credit to the very hard work of a broad coalition of people committed to the remembrance of this atrocity, and it was an atrocity.
Thanks for the the re-up on that.
I do think it was bad. Oh man, I don't know. This guy really seems nuts. I don't know. I never saw JFK, but this guy has some conspiracy theories going on.
This whole thing is conspiracy theory. Yeah. I mean, it's like, really, Oliver Stone, let it go.
The 11, and the 11, because they tried to do 10, but there ended up being ties. The 11 fattest states in the United States, except for Michigan.
Some state has the same exact amount of fat people as another state.
The same exact.
They should all meet each other. Like, they each have a friend in the other state.
Oh my God, that's how they could all find each other and like fall in love.
But other than Michigan, all these states are in the South. Number one, fattest state in the U.S. for the sixth year in a row.
Alabama.
Mississippi.
Wow.
You are very close, though. Number two and three tied, Alabama and Tennessee. Then West Virginia, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Kentucky, Arkansas, South Carolina.
Damn.
And then tied again, Michigan and North Carolina. All these, except for Michigan, from the South.
It's like a bacteria just spreading down there. It's terrible.
Now, Mississippi, I'm sure, is the poorest state in the country. And I remember when I was at my fattest, I'm not saying I was huge or anything, but it was when I didn't have money. And you're eating that McDonald's shit. You're eating that fucking crap.
It is so hard to eat well when you don't have money. Yeah. It is, because everything available to you for cheap is the crap. It's even down to the good cookies or the bad cookies. The good cookies that have some kind of redeeming anything in them, where it's not just a bunch of lard and sugar, you know. Right. Even there, just the only thing I could say is Trader Joe's is a little bit of heaven sent to us.
I don't think they have Trader Joe's in Mississippi, though.
I'm gonna doubt it.
There we go.
Yeah. I'm gonna doubt it.
I mean, it's so sad that a McDonald's double cheeseburger will be like half the price of some celery. Like, that's so scary and so fucked up with this country.
But you see those Food Network shows, you know, what is it, like, I'm a fat fuck. I go to all the diners. I find the fattest fucking fat fuck.
Oh, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
That's one of them.
Guy Fieri. Actually,
Man versus Food. That's another one where it's like, is it as big as my head? Then I'll eat it.
That woman from the South, what's her name?
Paula Deen.
Paula Deen is known for starting with an entire thing of butter.
Sure, you got to grease up the pan. And that's, I'm not even saying in the pan. She eats a stick of butter. Just to grease down everything.
That's actually toothpaste for her.
Yeah, that's toothpaste. Now everything's deep fried.
Yeah, the deep frying. And they fry things that are already fried, double fried. Oof. You know, Oreo cookie fried.
And they brag. I deep fried this three times. I could deep fry a donut.
Yeah, and then there's the okra, for example. They fry the okra because you don't want to eat, it's slimy when it's not.
Also, I mean, like chicken-fried steak, so you're frying meat as another meat. I don't get it. Why does that mean?
Yeah, and then when you fry your vegetables, you consider it the vegetable on your plate, but it's no longer a vegetable. It's now just breaded crap, you know, but that counts. Corn is a vegetable. Corn is all right, but it's not.
Right.
Not like
go back to Reagan where like ketchup's a vegetable. We're like, well, then it's okay. It's a balanced meal. Got my beef patty, my cheese for dairy, my ketchup for vegetables.
And to be honest, even when you're cooking, the easier stuff to do is the fattier stuff. I can make you guys quesadillas in really 15 minutes or less. You know,
I'll
you
see
just,
you in 15 minutes.
Yeah, you slap some cheese on, you slap some beef on, you throw it in a thing, and you're done. If you want to make a salad, you got to chop some shit up. If you want to make vegetables in a stir fry.
Oh, it's a whole to-do. I just avoid it.
You got to wash the stuff, and you got to chop the stuff.
It's a lot more work.
But it's worth it.
This is funny, poor grad student saying kind of what you said. I'll never understand chicken fried steak. Chicken is not a verb. Hemda and I were at a Cracker Barrel once. They laughed at us because I was looking for the salads.
Wait, can you talk about the Cracker Barrel? I've never been to one. In my head, it's like an oldsy timesy general store where like you sit in a rocking chair and like eat cheese and crackers.
It has it has its store. It has a store in it, but it's also a regular restaurant.
What sort of food is at a Cracker Barrel?
Very American.
Very American. Way too much. You know, you want chicken? Well, here's seven chicken. You know what I mean? Everything's just over and too much. Yeah. And if you do get some kind of like, oh, I'll take the vegetable of the day, it's fried carrots.
Oh, gross.
I asked for what the vegetable of the day was. It was rice.
No. What? No.
That's right. I'm not kidding. And I looked at her funny.
What?
And I didn't mean to. It's a waitress. Oh. I don't want to look at you funny for what's based on. But I was like, no. I wanted to make sure that I said vegetable of the day. Maybe I'm having a brain fart.
What's the rice of the day?
Yeah. I said, no, the vegetable of the day. And I thought I was being obnoxious. You know, I didn't want to push it. And she said, rice pilaf, I believe it was.
Sure.
It was not rice pilaf, though. Right. But yeah. So it was really just, one trip was good enough for me.
But they don't have like, it's the 20-foot long salad bar with all the stuff, like Sizzler or whatever.
You know, if they do, then the healthiest thing on there is the bacon bits. Get the fuck out.
Oh, yeah, and all those ones where it's a shit place and they have those bars, All the salad dressings look like nasal juice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
They don't have a spoon in the bacon bits. They have a ladle. You know?
Yeah, they do, right?
All those dressings are just like melted plastic.
It's fucking foul.
Like,
yeah. Everything's creamed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people in the South are listening right now, and they're going, I don't... What else would it be?
They listen on their iPhones on the app, like at the Cracker Barrel, getting the vegetable of the day. They love.
Oh my
rice.
God! They just dropped their iPhone into the bacon bins.
They sound like Mel Gibson just trying to breathe.
But what's a shame is when we talk about how, you know, Americans need to be educated on this, and we laugh and we go, really, you need education? It says chicken fried steak. You know, but then again, there are people raised on chicken fried steak where they think that is part of a meal, you know, where a meal equals healthy because mom gave it to me or the school. Right. The school, for fuck's sake, the school. The government is telling you to eat healthy and giving you that stuff. So the school isn't telling you right. Your parents were raised that way, so they're passing it on to you. So, you know, there are parts that do need an education. There are people who do need to know that corn is not the only vegetable.
Well, you know, the great Jimmy Dean, rest in peace.
Yeah.
He took his sausages from 16 ounce to 12 ounce, and everybody went crazy. Not just that phone call we played at the time. So many people went crazy. It's 16 ounces again.
Wow.
I ain't from the north.
Thank God.
I don't know how 12-ounce sausage patties are gonna fit me and my pig wife.
Oh yeah, he mentioned how big his wife is and his kids and
And sage.
He was doing
sage
math.
Sausage.
Fuck
I don't need this faggy shit.
Like, all right.
The 10 healthiest states in terms of weight. These are all in the Northeast or the West.
I would imagine most would be in the West because they're more hippie-ish there, right?
And all they do is like yoga and Pilates and shit.
Well, it's Colorado, Connecticut, D.C., District of Columbia, Massachusetts, Hawaii, Vermont, Rhode Island, Utah.
Hawaii, really? They wake up and eat Spam from
what
I
hear. Yeah,
but
they're like surfing all day.
That's
they're
true.
Active.
Yes.
Montana and New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Is New York not in there?
New York's not in there.
That, what?
Because there's upstate New York.
Oh, right.
And that's
these are states, yeah.
Oh, right, because way near Buffalo, they're eating chicken fried steak again. It's just in Manhattan where no one eats.
Yeah, only the five boroughs it balances out a little bit more, but then, but most of New York is not the boroughs.
It's true. Yeah. It's so easy to forget that, though.
Yep. Because New Yorkers just, you know, they're so self-absorbed.
Doesn't everyone not eat lunch?
Back is from Austin. He's saying, I live in Texas. The ground shakes from people walking around. People stare at the maximum capacity in elevators, like just to make sure. And they go, we're not in the top five? It's shocking to me.
Oh, yeah. Texas isn't in there? Texas was in there one time, three times. In 1 year, they were in there three times.
Cities, you mean? Yeah, when they it was fattest cities.
Because everything's bigger in Texas, right?
Yeah.
No, Texas Texas isn't in there. So think how fucking fat these people must be in these other states that did make it. We've been to Texas. We asked for directions. They go, how you getting there? Where's your car? It's like, we're walking. It's right over there. I just don't know how to, just seems tricky to get to. You're what? They were laughed at for walking.
Half of that, half of that is the driving culture. Like, like when I lived in Vegas, no one walked anywhere. Like, if you're walking, you're getting honked at all the time. Like, what's this asshole doing walking?
Serious? Insane.
Are you guys doing a movie?
Yeah, yeah. No one walked anywhere. So, like, yeah, they're fat fucks. But part of that is driving culture as
But up north is driving culture as well. You don't walk up north. It's freezing most of the time. I think people drive. Everywhere outside of New York, I think people drive.
That's what I'm saying. That's why the guy thought it was crazy that you guys wanted to walk to the place. Yeah.
Right. Like, in L.A., they point and laugh at you when you're walking down the street. And it's just like, really? Come on. It's two blocks away. And, like, then I have to valet my car. Like, fuck that
Everyone
shit.
Drives everywhere.
Yeah.
Last night, of course, last comic standing, Mike Kaplan, still in it.
Amazing. Woo. So cool.
Still in it, still the funniest guy. They did little vignettes this time. Let's get to know these people, and they did a little skit. Mike's was the funniest, singing a song, right?
I gotta say, though, that America guy, I thought he was really funny.
That was funny.
I thought the skits were very funny this time around. I thought that guy who told his mom to put her arm in an arm sling.
Right.
I thought that was very funny. And then she sassed him back and said, you do it so you put it around your head so they know how retarded you are. I thought that was cute. I thought that was cute. I thought the America guy and how he showed he's from the Midwest, I think he's gonna go through just because he catered to whoever's voting.
He's gonna rally the voters.
Yeah,
for sure.
And it was funny too. It was really cute. I really did like the videos this time around.
I'm surprised. That fucking guy, Timmius.
Oh my God.
This guy's still in it too.
Is that still the burp guy? That's the burp guy, right?
Yeah, we'll call him the burp guy. He comes on stage, he burps, good night.
Amazing.
It is incredible. And finally, the judges shat on him. Like, I don't know what's different all of a sudden, but finally, they're like, I think you're running out of steam, aren't you? And I'm like, wow, finally, something fucking negative. See, you watch these shows like American Idol or America's Got Talent. Like Howie Mandel isn't going to work for you. You're never going to open for Howie Mandel. He can say whatever he wants to you.
Yeah, and in this business, you're opening for each other. You're comedians.
In the comic one.
Yeah, and you're comedians who are trying to make a living. In this other one, you're either going to get people who, in all the other shows, you're either going to get people who have done their career, and this is now their career.
Yeah.
They're not opening or closing or doing anything for anybody. This is now how they make their money. They do little talk shows. They have little cameos and things. And it's not the same here. You could be, although Greg Giraldo is on a much bigger level than all these guys, who knows if Mike Kaplan wins this, he's already, you know, famous enough and could, you know, be balanced with Greg Giraldo. They have to see each other, so they can't just shit on it. Who is that girl?
The middle girl judge.
Who is she?
Right.
Does she do road comedy?
I've never heard of this person. I mean, I'm sorry. No apologies.
Sure.
No offense, man. But like,
see, she's already nervous, Bex, because she's going to eventually run into
exactly.
her.
Exactly. I'm nervous.
Everybody, the only people that are okay to shit on people on our show are Jesse Joyce, Pat Dixon. And that's because they're friendly enough with each other and they kind of guy roast each other.
Right.
But everybody else, when we start talking about comedians and even slightly say something like they didn't have a good set, are a lot of times our guests just shut down because
right.
they know they're seeing them tonight. They know they're going up with them. They're on the same level. They want to open for them. That's somebody who's coming on the road with them in a couple of weeks. You know, it's hard. So, yeah, of course they're not going to go, really? That's a joke you opened with? But that's what they're saying after. I know it.
Sharon Osbourne isn't nervous.
Right.
Exactly.
When she sends somebody home. These guys, it was great. Everything was fucking great. The woman, actually, the woman judge.
I love how we still don't know her
name. I know.
Name.
It's amazing. How do we not know that?
So she's, I think she's the most honest. Now, she still giggles her way through shit and doesn't spell it out, but she will say, I didn't get it.
But then the whole audience goes, oh, you suck. Why are you being mean?
Yeah, but I think Greg Giraldo does say things or doesn't say things. If he doesn't like it, he kind of won't say. He just will talk less, is what I think happens.
Well, I don't know why they're fucking there.
Why? Because Greg Giraldo is he's one of the funniest people ever in stand-up comedy.
So what?
No, and he still has to hustle more than I think he should because TV puts you in a whole different level of comedy.
I'm not saying why is he doing it. I'm saying why is he there?
Same question.
I think it validates the show to have comics judge other comics, as opposed to like you know, like you don't want Howie Mandel once was a comic, but you don't want Sharon Osbourne judging comics.
But you almost do. You almost should take one non-genre person because sometimes they talk in the genre, and it's like, oh, I understand. They get the clapping throws you off because they've been on stage, so you can have that. You can have a non-comedic judge. You know, I didn't do comedy before this, but I'm still able to go to a comedy show and go, you suck, you're great.
True.
You made me laugh, you didn't, and I don't have to know the behind the scenes of your shit or how good you write, funny or not, you know?
Well, I don't get it. I saw a commercial during Last Comic Standing for Bing. Is that a search engine, Bing?
It's the Microsoft search engine.
Well, it was obviously a play on Thelma and Louise, and all the cops are chasing them, and it's the end of Thelma and Louise when the two girls are going to go to their death. They're going to fly off a cliff.
Spoiler alert. Oh, my God.
Right. So they...
it's not even out on DVD yet.
Right. They look at Bing, and Bing tells them, I guess, how to drive away safely. Something like that. Well, anyway, they show the car going off this cliff. Like, I don't understand where it's supposed to, I don't what Bing fucking told you to do. But anyway, on the bottom it says in tiny print, professional stunt driver. Don't try this yourself unsupervised. Okay, so supervised I could. Like, yeah. I don't think a stunt driver really flew off the fucking cliff.
Right, but you also know that fried okra is no longer the green that should be on your plate and should count. You know, there are people who, again, it's these weird laws that happened before, maybe not specifically with a car being flown off, but...
Like, you can't lie about your religion to sleep with a chick.
Right, right, or you have to put fine print on an ad because once there was an ad for a movie and then kids ran each other over and died. These things happen.
We are such a smart species.
I'll tell you, humans.
This is what I'm mostly excited about. Right after Hemda just said that.
Oh, no.
In August 2010, this is coming up in like a week.
Kyle turns 21.
A few days. Kyle turns 21, and there's going to be a brand new whisk, and it's going to change the way you look at stains. August 2010, a new whisk.
Wow.
Oh,
wait, whisk like detergent?
Exactly.
I was thinking like what you whip your egg whites with, like making meringue.
I had my whole head in the breakfast situation when you said whisk, and you took me right out of it. I'm very upset. No?
I think they're following the way movies do commercials.
That's what it was. It was a movie. Yeah. Sure. Get ready to change the way you look
at
stains.
They do it with toothbrushes and toothpaste. Their commercials are always like, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. These four dentists got together, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
But
you know. And they made this toothbrush to change your life and brush your teeth.
In a world where tartar buildup became a force to be reckoned with.
But I feel like we did this to ourselves.
We did.
I feel like
we totally did
this
it.
Is what we responded to, and this is what they're giving us, and they did a whole study on it, and they, you know, polled people and put them in a room and have them press a button when you get excited and press another button when you're frowning.
Yeah, they focus group the fuck out of all of that. They're like, they're, you know, they have sensors on you to see when you're like skin's heating up because you're excited and aroused by the new whisk that's coming out.
Yeah, we're not making this up. I saw one of my roommates brought home the chart of laundry, and they're polling people, and they're doing some research about how women feel in particular when they do the laundry, when the laundry is complete, and they have all the different emotions in different boxes, and it adds up to all this thing, and that's how they make the commercial.
It's
and
totally
you get paid.
True.
You get paid like 20. Kyle, you're looking for a job. You get paid like $20 or $50 to be part of the focus group.
Focus groups.
Oh yeah, they're lucrative. Those focus groups.
They make you a lot of money.
Like what? Would you focus?
I did a couple of Tom Clancy video games.
Whoa.
Actually, that was pretty cool.
Oh,
yeah. That was rad. Yeah.
Hmm. Did you really play the game, or just like 5 minutes in, you're like, I figured it out. Thumb
no,
down.
No. They make you play like 10 minute sections of each level, and then you write down like what like certain questions they ask you, and then you have like they record a roundtable discussion that this guy moderates, and you just talk about what you didn't like and what you liked. And all that stuff.
Are you being watched by the creators? Like, do you feel like somebody's
watching
you?
It's some dude that just works. Like, he's
no, you're totally being watched. You just can't tell.
Well, they're gonna
they're
hear
all
it later.
A window.
They're gonna hear it later, of course. But
I have been to focus groups. You're always behind a window. It's really fun.
Yeah. You don't feel like you're hurting somebody's feelings or anything like
care.
That.
Oh no! I mean, I've been on both sides of it, but it's really fun when you're the guy behind the one-way glass, like watching these people watch your thing or react to it or taste your bubble gum or whatever. It's amazing because people are really they're very easily influenced. So what happens often in focus groups, and when there's big groups, when it's not one-on-one, is that one person becomes the influencer and the ringleader.
Yeah.
So everyone else goes, that cool pretty girl or that cool hot guy, right. I'm going to agree with him because he's obviously cool.
I was like a dick, apparently, because like they were all like, one guy would say something and they'd all agree, and it's all these nerdy dudes, you know, and like they'd all agree and then be like, well, I thought this, and they'd all look at me like, what the fuck? What?
Do we have a hung jury now?
Yeah, like they're like, yeah, it was really odd. But
I was
you make good money.
I was a part of it one time as like a favor to someone. This girl Crystal, who I know through my brother, and she was working at some job, and she said, "Come in, we're going to talk about gym membership or something like that." And I'm not sure if she told me ahead of time or not. Whatever. I think I was joined. I had joined a gym at that time, and they were asking, what made you pick this gym over all these other gyms, or list gyms and things like that? And the one thing I did was really shit hardcore on the Y, because I remember going there and expecting, oh, the Y, you know, sure, that's where people go when they have no money, and, you know, this will be great, and they have all the facilities, and I'll be able to. And it turns out it was one of the most expensive gyms, so I shat all over it. And then later I got an email from my friend who, and I started the shitting on the Y campaign, and everybody, you know, I think a lot of people started agreeing with me because it is shit. It's very, very expensive. And it turns out you need to be rich to join the Y.
I can't believe it's that expensive.
It's
like,
weird,
more
right?
so than your normal, not expensive. Yeah.
Absolutely. Because they're all competing Vegas. With each other and they're like $10, $20 a month now.
Right.
Even
sure.
in New York.
Yeah, when I lived in Vegas, the Y opened up by my house. So I was very excited. And then when it opened, I was no longer excited because it's so fucking expensive.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Wait, you wouldn't know that, right? So that was my entire point. And it turns out I get an email going, you were really great and thanks you for coming. What's funny is my friend Crystal is the one that was anti the Y and thought that, so, and I was her one friend coming, so it seemed like we were in on something. And I said, oh my God, I'm sorry. It's just the way I feel about the Y. I guess she thought I influenced it to influence the whole, well, they thought maybe because she was my friend, she influenced me, and then I influenced the crowd, and then, you know, they might have to throw out the results or whatever.
Right, so you were that ringleader that everyone was like, yeah, 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 what she said.
I guess, but I see again, like, you know, Kyle had the same experience, and it's just fact.
They're like, you don't have enough control, and I was like, I don't care about that. When you shoot the machine gun, it sounds like a knife. And they're like, oh, we don't care about that. We want to control more. And I was like, but shouldn't they fix the fact that when you shoot the machine gun, it sounds like a knife? And they're like, oh, no, fuck that. It was just like, yeah, it was really fucking retarded.
Here's an interesting story. This guy in California, Travis Kevy, in Penryn, California, noticed that a historical tavern, the Valencia Club, had been shut down. So he broke in and started opening the place for business. He started by buying a six-pack and kept using his profits to purchase more stock. So you come in there and that's it. All we have left is a six-pack. I'll take it.
That's great, man.
Wait, and what kind of place is this?
Just a tavern that was closed, and he just broke in and started his own business. He managed to keep the place open for an entire weekend, serving about 30 customers a day. His undoing was giving an interview to a local newspaper, which printed his picture. A cop who'd had run-ins with him recognized him, and the historic inn is again history.
That is a new version of squatting.
That is awesome.
I have heard a lot about New York squatting, and every time I hear it, I go, why am I paying rent? And then I think of all the showers I take and the nice things.
Showers and like air conditioning and a sink and like making coffee in the morning.
And rats not chewing through your clothes.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Yeah.
So he probably had like a six pack hidden in ice, and then and people are like, what's on tap?
Yeah.
Budweiser only. You're acting like you're tapping, you're just pouring the beer in there. Let me mention this, bingo.
Bingo is coming up very soon. In fact, it's August 8th, the second Sunday of the month, and we have some great prizes. Again, we also have a great performer. It's no cover to get in at the Bowery Poetry Club. It starts at 6 p.m. Stucky and Murray will be playing, so get there early to catch
the show. Love
them. Right? For free. No cover, no drink minimum.
Awesome.
No nothing. You don't have to buy bingo cards, but bingo is a shit ton of fun. And we have the following. These are just some of the prizes. We will be giving away Keith's new Can You Imagine CD and DVD.
Oh!
We will be giving away yoga thanks to Laughing Lotus, which Jess NYC works at. So thank you for hooking
Hold
us up.
Hold the phone.
Mm-hmm. $50 at Big Daddy's, which is the home of the milkshake that you can get completely spiked and awesome burgers and tater tots. And also, we are raffling off two, and you don't have to buy raffle tickets at all. You can win two photo sessions with our buddy, Catherine Lynn, And she did mine and Keith's picture. She did a few headshots for our friends. And she's not just going to do headshots. You don't have to be a comic or any kind of performer. She can come to your family. She has a place to do it. You could do it inside, outside, whatever shoots you want. You get 1 hour photo shoot, unlimited images, high res of the entire session, and retouch two images.
Hello, online dating profile, right?
Oh, yeah, seriously. Exactly. This is a value of $150, and we have two of them. So you have two chances to win that huge prize. So come on down. It's only $2 bingo cards. Again, no cover. It's at Bowery Poetry Club, August 8th from 6 to 9:30. You can go online and get our Facebook invite, or you can go to keithandthegirl.com/events.
I'm in.
Man, I have to go to my grandmother's 85th birthday, but hopefully it'll be over by then.
Or you can go to Bex's 85-year-old.
Exactly.
No, bingo's a lot of fun. You guys should come out.
I would rather be at bingo.
It's a hang, you know, definitely. If anything.
Well, let me mention the websites. Bex is Planet Bex, correct?
Correct, with an X. Bex with an X.
PlanetBex.com.
Planet B-E-X.
See what she's up to?
Yeah.
Take a look-see. When's the next time you're going to be showing your tits at any of these open
Never
mics?
Again. I'm a grown-up professional woman now. I mean, in private, but like I was a child then. I mean, not like a illegal child. I was legal. I was young and naive back then.
And Kyle's website, of course, KyleJThompson.com.
I actually have a show coming up. Can I promote that?
Absolutely.
That cool? Yeah, cool. On Friday at Bowery Poetry Club at 7 o'clock, I am opening for the band Bridget and the Squares. It's a $7 cover, and they're excellent, and I'm going to be playing a full set, so come on out. It's going to be fun.
Cool.
Yeah. It's you.
And it's all ages, so you can come out.
And you come, you see Kyle, and if you want anything that he has, you just tell him. Hey, I'll take that.
Just ask. And I'll give it to you to a certain extent.
I'm not a bitch.
And then I got to get my pride back.
Yeah. And Newsy, his website is newsychew.com, just like Pikachu, except manly. Newsychew.com. Don't forget to be friends with all of us on Facebook, because we're there, and it's friendly. It's a friendly thing to do.
That is something. This guy didn't help you, and his name is Newsy Chew, and he has Mega Man on his arm, and he didn't help you in a fight.
I figure there's some valiance there that was not shown.
Well, there you go. Thank you, guys. Yeah. Nice meeting you, Bex.
Thanks for having me. This was really fun.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. KeithandTheGirl.com.